Han nåd ge vårt vår, ge vårt boingsöd på. Amen. This past week has been a very difficult and painful and emotional week for Armenians throughout the world. And today can be a very dark day in Armenian history. Today we hand over our land, our homes, our churches, our inheritance, where we have lived for thousands of years, to an enemy who is set upon destroying and erasing our existence from this world. But this week also has been a brutal wake-up call and a very difficult lesson we learned. We learned first that the world once again has ignored us. The world does not care about our issues, our plight, our situation. Other than hearing, "We are with you, we are thinking of you," we have received nothing from anyone. It is painful because we thought that throughout the past 100 years since the genocide, the world would change. We thought we would get help from Russia, from America, from Europe, from Iran, but we received nothing. Someone we thought would help us, we thought someone would care, but again, nothing happened. We also learn that our only hope, the only help we can expect to receive, is from our unity in Christ. A miracle truly took place these past 44 days because our brave soldiers held off the enemy, which thought they would be able to take all of Artsakh, the entire land, in 3 to 5 days. They held them off for 44 days. And they fought not just against the Azeri army, but against Turkish, Pakistani militants, ISIS terrorists, and Israeli drones. And they still were able to hold them off. I believe that in 100 years from now, we will have stories written about them, just as we read and tell our children about the 40 days on Musaleh, on Musadah, and how the Armenians held out during the genocide before they could get help. We too will write songs and tell stories of these brave soldiers. It is true, the poet Yerisha Charez, when he says, "O Armenian people, your only salvation is in your collective strength." Today, the Armenian people stand at a crossroads. They stand at a crossroads before us, which is two paths. We can go down the path of bitterness or down the path of hope. It is very easy to go down the path of bitterness. We can be very bitter when we see on social media, the homes of our brothers and sisters burning, our holy sites being desecrated, our land, our forests, our trees being given over to an enemy. And we can be very bitter towards God, towards other nations, and even towards the Armenian government. We can be bitter. But if we are bitter, we admit total defeat. Many nations in history have gone down this path and still live in bitterness towards others, and they are defeated. Or we can take the path of hope. This path leads to victory. This path does not accept defeat, but trusts in triumph, which is coming. Do not forget our history. The Battle of Averay in 451, when the Persians came to destroy the Armenians and convert them to Zoroastrianism from their newly found religion of Christianity. They went into battle, and they lost the battle. But they ultimately won the war. And because of that, we are here today worshiping. I believe that we have experienced these past 44 days our Avarai, our first battle that we have fought for our existence this generation. And I believe that though we lost this first battle, we will ultimately win the war. Do not think that the enemy is going to let us live in peace now. Do not think that they said, oh, we have Shushi. Everything is okay. We're going to be brothers and sisters now. The enemy is preparing to attack again, and we must be prepared to combat them again. We must be ready because ultimately, I believe, we will receive back our land, our holy sites, and our Artsakh. Since the moment Armenians accepted Christ as their Savior and their God, we have been persecuted and we have been tortured for His name. We as a people have endured invasions, slaughter, and genocide in the name of Christ. And Christ knows this. We have been hated even until today by people in this world because we are Christian. Christ warns us of this when he says, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me first. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but because I have chosen you of this world, the world hates you. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Christ has chosen us as vessels in this world, and we have accepted that responsibility. We have accepted what comes with it. But we also say to other nations, why don't you help us? Why don't you support us? We are the first Christian nation. Anywhere Armenians go, that nation thrives. Why don't you help us? Look at all the things that we have given to this world. But the world answers back, what do you have to give? What is there that we should defend? You have no oil, you have no money, you have no gold, you have no strategic position, you have nothing to give us. Why should we waste our time, our effort, our money, our lives to defend you? And we then look at ourselves and we say, they're right, we have nothing. But the truth is, we have something. Something so precious that we forget about it. Very often. Our grandparents did not forget about it, and they knew it. We have the light of the knowledge of God. We have the light of truth. We have the very thing that this world needs. We live in a very dark world that does not know who God is, and it is our responsibility to go out and to preach and to show and to illuminate the world with that light. If the world knew who God was, this terror would not be happening. They do not know. And it is our responsibility to do that, to let them know. We have been chosen 1700 years ago, officially, as the first nation of Christianity. But we received our Christianity from Thaddeus and Bartholomew, the holy apostles. And it is up to us to take that same light which the world constantly tries to extinguish and to show it to the world. That is our mission. That is what we have been given. And now that this first battle has ended, it is up to us to go and illuminate and radiate that light to everyone. So, I ask and I pray that we not lose hope. I walk around and I see Armenians with frowns and sadness in their eyes and on their faces. And it is okay to be sad, but that sadness is temporary. Do not be sad, do not be disappointed, because ultimately victory is ours. You may not see it in this generation, but God has promised that his promises will be fulfilled. It may be the next generation, it may be the next generation, but we will see victory. So much so that if we knew it now, we would be jumping outside on the streets and singing and yelling from the rooftops of what's going to happen. Let us not resort to bitterness, which is so easy to do, but rather, let us not let that hatred extinguish the light which has been given to us, but rather walk down the path of hope. Let us prepare for the coming battle that is approaching. If I read the treaty correctly, we have 5 years until it is renewed. And in those 5 years, it is up to us in the diaspora to go and to tell everyone of what has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen. Do not leave it to someone else to do, because God has commissioned each of us to do this. Through our baptism with the holy neuron upon our foreheads and all the other parts of our body, he has given us the life of the Holy Spirit to go and preach. And it is up to us to do that, and to preach and to be excited about the victory and the triumph that is coming.